How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very well.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
All right, so this is committee meeting, NFIL Oversight Committee meeting for August 10th. Calling to order, we have no guests to introduce. Is that correct, Ron?
Correct. Well,
Cam Whitlock. I'm sorry, yes, of course. Cam Whitlock. Not necessarily a guest any longer with us on the committee so often.
This meeting.
So technically a guest.
And technically Ray buys a guest as well.
Yes, thank you, Ron, for helping me out today. All right, so approval participation, we don't need to do that. We're all in the room. Modifications to the agenda.
I would like to add the report that I sent to you showing the updated project cost and the billing that we received. So I just wanted to update you on that as required by the new policies and procedures.
Yes.
So I can do that at the end if you like.
Okay. So we need a motion to approve the, or all three of us are good with it?
Yes.
We're great.
Yep.
Okay. Just for the record. All right. And we have no public comments.
Correct.
So meeting minutes for July 14th. Any comments, guys, or changes?
Motion approved.
Second.
Third. Okay. Unanimous. So design development phase.
So we're moving right along, and here to give us an update on what all is going on is Cam Whitlock from Architects Lewis and Whitlock.
Thank you. Last time,
and I'm happy to put anything up on the screen that you want to see when you're ready. Sorry.
Well, yeah, I offered a pretty thorough update of the project at design development, which was 2 weeks before we submitted. Nothing substantial has changed since that time. I can go through the list again if anyone wants to do that. We have submitted the package. The most consequential work effort that happened since I spoke with you is obviously we worked really hard to finish the drawings, but we did complete our detailed cost estimate, which it was just the architectural component of that. I didn't have the time. And that exercise served to validate the square foot cost estimate that we had before. It was slightly off, but for purposes of estimate, it wasn't enough to change any numbers. And that detail is in the package. So, again, I think that the last time we met, I gave a pretty thorough overview of all the changes that took place. We still have the same amount of square footage, which is just under 40,000 square feet. It's a two-story building. We still have the same lab counts. Really nothing has changed about the project since that last meeting. So I would suggest that we could use this opportunity to answer any questions if you look through the drawings. And detailed conversation about cost.
Of course. Sure.
So do you have a schedule that we can put up there and look at the cost as they currently exist?
Yep.
Yeah, it's in the report.
And then are we still at what, 590 a foot? Is that
no, it's close. I believe it's closer to 520.
The number Kevin Byrne had mentioned 590. Was that number incorrect, or was
I think that's probably the project cost, not the construction cost, would be my guess.
Got it.
Let me pull that up on my screen so I can speak to it.
Do we have any sense for one of the things that Byrne was talking about was he felt fairly confident that there would be some efficiencies that we could find that were going to bring that cost down. Do we have any idea where we think those might be? I know to Cam's point, the project cost that is all in, that includes the contingencies and the administrative fees and the construction admin and all that. I mean, do we have any idea where the potential efficiencies might be? At least what he was thinking about.
I wasn't part of that conversation, so I really can't speak to it.
Right.
If you look at the image on the board with the construction costs, which is everything above the blue line, it's a 517 square foot. That's $20,350,000. Almost $2.4 million of that is in contingency. We have a design contingency of 5%, which is very modest for design development. Submittal, we normally be at 10 to 15%. But we also have a market contingency, which I think is the bigger unknown, mm-hmm. which is the market contingency, which is the 1.5. And those two numbers are our buffer. Mm-hmm. So you take those two out, we're at 18.5. And I haven't done the math on what that is in square foot, but it's certainly less than 500 square foot. And before we did our detailed cost estimate, any of the team members, we took the project and profiled it alongside a project from RSNH and AEI that had bid in 2018. And then we escalated it to 2021. And we came in above 500 square foot. So I feel our team feels like this is our best. And the detailed cost estimates have developed this number and backed that up. So we feel like it is, from a design professional's perspective, not being in the construction industry, not having a really great crystal ball, we feel like this is where the best we can do to guide you as an organization to have success on bid day.
Yeah, I don't think that 14% is correct. I think that's 10% on the general conditions, but
you're correct. It is, that's not a mathematical 14%. It's in the formula.
Yeah. So basically, somewhere between 398 and 517.40 a foot is where it's likely to land. I mean, that's, with any luck, it's in between there somewhere, right?
What was your range?
I mean, that the $398 a foot when you get to the building trades, right?
Yeah, well, you're going to pay the general conditions and the overhead profit on top of that regardless.
Or 60 or something
that. Those two line items, general conditions and overhead and profit, are going to be in the bid.
Yeah.
It's the two lines below that, which are contingency and buffer.
But again, in terms of where we started, you don't think there's any question about the general conditions and the overhead profit?
That's a typical.
Those are typical percentages, right?
I'm just saying where we started was about $12 million, right, to get to that point.
Yeah. It was 14 with site work, I believe, is what your construction budget was.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's certainly above what was in the program, but it hopefully is less than the 517 is worth it. The efficiencies, though, I mean, if you look at the way the building is designed, the way the labs are grouped, the way the bathrooms are grouped, the way the corridor, I mean, it's an efficient building. The only inefficiencies we really have are in the entrance entry corridor. We have a small two-story volume. We have a corridor that's a little wider. We have some meeting rooms we didn't have before, some break rooms we didn't have necessarily factored into the original program, but we've kept it all under the 40,000 square foot. I think the efficiencies are in how the building is put together, how the team runs the utilities. We're hoping that the market is going to be less volatile than it has been the past 2 years by the time it comes around to bid, but just don't know right now. So that's the exercise we've gone through the past 6 weeks, is trying to give an opinion of cost that we feel gives us a higher degree of possibility of success in bid.
Okay. So if you include the general conditions and overhead profit, you're at 457 square foot. Yeah.
So would it be fair to say, conditions are different now? I mean, there are a lot of unknowns. Everyone's escalating the cost because of materials, site specific issues, and I'm even wondering if our region might put pressure on the cost at some point. And I'm reflecting, Kevin, on Kevin's comment during the board meeting about additional value engineering of the project based on their experience. They may have some ideas that they can bring in if they are selected as a partner moving forward. They may have some ideas to bring in for value engineering at that point. but they've also not been through all of the documents at this point, the site conditions, our local market. So you could be accurate and there could be some kind of engineering. Is that kind of a fair statement if someone else's eyes get on them?
Absolutely. There are lots of ways to accomplish the end goal. We have gone through in our decision-making process as we're putting this together and been trying to look for those opportunities. And we've integrated some of those into the project. But someone who's been in this building type or a good contractor will always have suggestions, a way of doing things. We think that we have made good, sound decisions. I don't think there's a lot of meat left on the bone in terms of reducing the building below the quality you want it to be. We've gone through and been doing a self-value engineering, so reducing the upgraded light fixtures in places to more just going with 2x2 light fixtures in offices instead of something that's a little more aesthetically pleasing. And that's something that we can, that's in the documents now, and we can, you know, go through all of that.
So thank you. I think you all have done a lot of work. You've been keeping us updated. I know working together pretty closely. My thinking when reading the documents and thinking about the next, and we'll get an update, I'm sure, you know, this 21 day, I guess we're 1 week into it, cycle and where we go.
We're not, and we have, the clock hasn't started ticking.
The clock hasn't started, okay. Thank you for that. That we have something we're working with right now, and if we select a partner that could add additional value engineering, other ideas at that point, sometime in September perhaps, we have a little time to tweak some of those documents before submittal of the construction documents to the city. I mean, there's some play in that. I mean, not much, I understand that, but I just going back to Kevin's comment, it gives us a little window to have a new partner reflect on the plans before we submit in case there's any additional.
Honestly, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I think when you look at, and this is Melissa and I have been working on this last week, there's a lot more to that process than just put it in than advertise it. We actually have to have a full procurement document ready to go. We did get some examples. Thank you, Kevin. We'd actually gone that route already, looking at the Florida Register to see others that were posted that were more similar to what we're doing. But so we're still trying to draft that document and then get it advertised. But that's probably going to take probably by Monday. Next week before we get it, and then the clock will start ticking once it's posted. And that will be a whole procurement process like anything else that we do, which typically takes about 60 days. By the time you get, if somebody's going to go through the evaluation process, we haven't discussed that yet with Kim on what that evaluation committee would look like. It very well could be up to y'all to do that if that's your preference, is to have you guys do the evaluation of those proposals. But I can make that recommendation to Kim if you like.
Good.
No, that's
it. It seems like that may be the most efficient way, and we've been dug in on this for a while, so I think we can come back to that, or we could discuss that recommendation. The most critical piece is getting the financing to be able to move forward. So that, I think we were in the same place. We heard the same thing, but we've got a good set of documents that have been run through the traps many times. So we move forward with what we've got and talking about any specifics within those documents that we may need to discuss today.
I think so. I don't think, as I said, I don't think we're going to get through the process before he's done his 50% documents.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, he's halfway through the documents by then. So I mean, what really could be added to that?
Just material changes. Really all we can do is, like, you know, we could change the flooring, we could change the ceiling tiles. Those are easy things, but we could not. Well, the big changes that could be made are square footage, which there's not appetite for. I think Ron and I had a conversation yesterday. What are some of the costs that drive, what are some of the factors that make this building so expensive? And one of the things that stands out to me that we kind of, I thought of a lot during this estimate process is we have 18-foot floor to floor heights. And a lot of those walls have to go to the deck. So our metal stud walls are twice as high as a typical building interior wall, period. We have to create these pressurized zones for the labs. So we've got that. We're piping we're providing compressed air systems and other chemical piping through the building. There's pressurization, there's fume hood, exhaust stacks. I mean, it's just not an inexpensive building type. It's a very expensive building type. And I feel like, you know, the costs are in line with the scope given the market we have.
If that had been a single story building,
we'd have still had an 18-foot floor to floor height.
Okay.
So it wouldn't fit on your site. Right.
No, I understand. But when we went into this, the assumption was that it was going to be, but it could also have been, you could have had two levels of building height as well, couldn't you not? Like if you had the, you know, some of the labs, specific labs,
needed
that.
If the offices were separate,
you could do something like that.
We could have tiered it. Right. And the elevator, is $150,000 out of the gate,
yeah.
Not counting the shaft. I mean,
there's stairwells and all of that. Square footage.
Right, but Ron caught that our civil engineer had not captured the building footprint in the impervious calculation. And whenever we went back and caught that, we're at 43% impervious and the max is 50. So a two-story building just wouldn't fit on the site.
Yeah, it would not.
One story.
I mean, one story, yeah.
Can I ask a question? At this point, what is the expectation of staff or this committee related to reviewing the granularity of the design at this point? Because Ron and I have been through it, and not a shock, I'm not a subject matter expert, and so have limited number of questions like, okay, what kind of equipment can we put based upon power in each of the labs? Or can we get a donor's name on the exterior of the building? So I'm wondering at what level of granularity we should be at as we go through each page of the plans.
And the 380 pages of cut sheets on.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, no, I understand, but what's the expectation on that? I agree, Bill and I talked about this. It's just, you know, we're hiring people to tell us what we need. What are you looking from us, you know, in terms of saying it's okay?
Right. Or this is wrong, which I would have no basis for making.
Can I jump in real quick?
Sure.
This question was on my mind because I kind of had fun with 126 page, you know, set of plans. I mean, it was interesting going through it, but we can't go through every detail. Every section
right.
As a committee, we don't want to do that. Okay. So I think you're on the right track. Just I wanted to jump in before you said that I don't know how you guys feel, but go ahead, Cam.
It's an interesting question to me because as a committee, you aren't subject matter experts on this building type as some of the user groups we might normally work with. I feel like everyone should look at the areas that concern them. And because, I mean, Mary Jo is not in the country right now, but I think she has a good understanding of labs and should be the one to go through those in a little more detail than maybe you would. You would want to look at the building function and flow and make sure things are going to operate the way you would expect them to be. You know, everyone has their kind of area of expertise and interest. But I think you did hire a team that has specialized knowledge in this building type so that you could rely on us to provide you the product you're looking for at the end of the day. And I think at this point, like today, I don't expect there to be a lot of granularity, but we have a meeting set up for, I believe, next week, next Wednesday or Thursday, to discuss engineering components where Mary Jo has accepted that invitation. Our team has questions for you. Hopefully you'll come back with some detail. Maybe Mary Jo will come back with some detail. Hey, did you think about this or why did you do that? I will tell you that the set of plans you have engineering from our MEP engineers is pretty light. I think that at the end of the day, this is going to be a 400 to 500 sheet set of plans. It's not going to be 120 sheet set of plans. It's going to be well over 300 easily. So there's going to be a lot more information coming. I don't know if that answered your question, but I think that today we're not looking for, like, you got it on page 35, you've got the wrong host that it's showing. No, we're just looking for big picture, general feedback. And over the next couple of weeks, if you can get all your detailed feedback in, that would be great.
The host bibs were on page 36.
And the stormwater impervious calculation on sheet C2.
But the reason I bring it up is we're sort of using our lab as a lab, and we've just got new equipment in. And so I'm learning what will go where and what has certain power supplies, power needs, that in some cases might be common equipment throughout the lab. So I'm not in a position to say, to check the power in each of the labs.
And that's what Michael Vassalero is doing for us,
right? Right, we have, and before you're on board, I'm sure you've done this, but in the program, there are space description sheets for each lab type. And it describes the equipment that goes in that, which should also tell our engineers then, this is what you need to design to. So
yeah, Mary Jo and I went through that process.
Yeah.
So that would be something that maybe you should go back and just review that again, say, oh, I don't want that piece of equipment or any of this other piece of equipment. But, you know, as long as we can get that before we get too far through 50%.
Got it.
We'll be fine.
And within that, for the user experience, that's what came to mind when you said that, Bill, looking at the labs. We've already been through the exercise with potential tenants, folks who use the lab space, the experts on your team have built these before. I mean, there's nothing within that that would jump out at you of how the experience is. It's really the layout of the building. We've been through that. You're comfortable as we are now. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the broader question was, okay, how, you know, we get out the T-square.
Yeah, just, you know, what are the gotchas that we're trying to avoid that, you know, hey, if only we had looked at that, you know, or understood what we were looking at.
So. Kevin, Tom, do you have thoughts on this?
I was just thinking down the road, but we got to make sure that our bid documents and our process doesn't hang us up somehow too on the bid. We got to. A lot of these bids are contested, and there's got to be real cautious. And I don't know if how are you handling getting together the administrative side of those documents? Or they'll talk a little bit about that.
I mean, that's something we'll work on together. That's in their agreement to help us with the
actual. Well, I imagine it's going to either go. We're going to assist with that. I don't know if it's going to be posted on your website or if we're going to just post it on, you know, public bid websites, for Administrative Weekly, newspapers, but it's going to be an open public bid, and we'll have a defined bid date, bid time. It's got to be in at this time. We'll have a pre-bid meeting. We'll walk the site. We'll accept RFIs and questions during the bid process. I mean, we're going to keep it as open and transparent. But as far as I know, it's an open bid. I've been talking to contractors that I think in the area that are capable of building it to gauge interest.
There are also federal requirements that we have to follow.
Sure. Yeah. I just meant that was my point. Yeah. Is we got to make sure we follow all those to the T.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
Do we anticipate that the interest for this would be, would extend beyond some of the larger contractors that are local? In other words, do we think that there are some regional contractors that are going to want to come in town for this?
I would think so as well. I think that it is more likely going to be someone who has worked in the area before, but maybe doesn't have a home base here. Mm-hmm. Could be a Gainesville firm, could be an Atlanta firm, or Whiting Turner or something. I don't know. Just, I think it's large enough to attract some of those, but if they're really busy, it may not be big enough to keep their interest.
But we do have a number of firms that work on both campuses regularly, and absolutely, they have done smaller type projects like this, mm-hmm, or similar.
I've talked to three or four of the larger firms in town just to kind of see what they're thinking. And I've gotten some, you know, they're waiting to see how things shape up towards the end of the year, but there's interest.
So on camera answer comments?
I think I was, but I forgot what I was going to say.
So if I think through the next steps of this, and I don't want to, we only have one example of a potential funding partner and how they might work with us, but whether it was traditional financing, someone like TUF or someone else, there is a role in the construction management oversight from Hancock or something else. We've been through those different scenarios. So because the release of the bid advertisement isn't scheduled until January, that part of this process may look a bit different when we get to that of the different players involved. I assume you all started talking through that, but we really won't know until we get some of those proposals back for the financing or for a potential partner. Am I on the right track with that?
What those roles will be?
Well, just using the Chubb example, again, I'm not trying to project or anything, but there was one line of administration for EDA that is in your cost. That's in our contract with you. They have referenced that they would take over some of that, but I didn't know if that was oversight of our existing contract or if they were assuming some of it. We don't have to get into those details, but I'm just wondering if some of that admin piece might.
I think they would be stepping into our shoes.
They would. Okay. That's it. Okay. That makes it easier.
Yeah. And you know, that, and then obviously they would have to assume the contract and Lewis and Whitlock would have to be willing to assign the contract. So there's a lot of pieces in there as well. The EDA would have to be willing to do all of the stuff. So that whole thing is still, I think, very up in the air as to what's possible. It's not definitive in any way.
It's up in the air. I'm just asking questions of what may change in our process so we're prepared for it. Because back to what you said, Tom, we always want it as clean as possible, straightforward, but we don't have time for a protest or anything like that. And I don't anticipate it. We're fully transparent. We're upfront about all of our process, everything, which is, that's where the source of the question was.
Yeah. And again, back to answer your question, the best I can is we're going to keep moving down this schedule. Mm-hmm. And at the point we get documents done with someone else is when we'll know what that's going to look like after we've gone through all of the other approvals, including potentially IA and, you know, and the Research Foundation and, you know, just and the EDA and who knows what direction they're going to make us go to, assuming we get a deal done on something like that. That's part of what we're looking at in some of these documents, is trying to figure out, you know, how much approval do we need before we even put this thing out?
Yeah. Okay.
So we're trying to work through some of those questions. And
any new news on the additional grant funding?
Not since the board meeting. I wanted to give that a little time to settle into its process, because the next step was for the business development folks and DEO to evaluate the different submissions and rank them. So. And as they told me, you know, ours is not the only project that has support from a legislator, you know, to move up to the governor. So, you know, the best we can do is just make sure our case gets made along with the other, you know, however many. You know, I think the big challenge we have is that it's $6.2 million out of 74. So we'll see if.
But they could award us less than that, correct?
They could,
yeah. We are chasing federal opportunities as well, and we're getting clarification on whether the EDA would allow us to stack two funded federal funding sources. But we're chasing those as well.
Ray, did you have a question or comment?
That Bill just touched on it. I was just going to ask about the other EDA submission and where that was.
Okay.
Let me also say I'm going to have to run to a dental appointment. So you guys keep up the good work.
Good luck, Ray.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Got kind of two tangents. We're talking about the detail in the plans, what else we need to discuss or reflect on today. We start talking about the financing and the process. So any other questions on the financing of the process, or do we get back to kind of schedule and the plans, or where we?
No, I think that's all I was going to talk about on that was the just the what the next steps are with the governor's office. But I do think I will reach back out to our legislator on probably by Friday, just to see if he'll just, you know, shake the trees a little bit and find out what's going on.
Okay. So,
yeah. Other than that, I thought it might be good to go ahead and take a look at the rest of the schedule, just to refresh our memories as to where we're at on that. So we are here at the design development.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we are. It says the next step will be August 13th, getting conceptual site plan approval. That document has not been submitted, but will be in the next couple of days. And I follow up with our civil engineer periodically, talked to her yesterday, and she's not concerned about getting through the process and on time. Our natural features inventory preliminary review came back good. So everything seems to be moving along smoothly. We'll find out more as it goes through the process, but that's all going in a positive direction. And to your design meeting, I sent Ron an email requesting, and Bill, a meeting towards the end of the month to go through finished boards. We're going to present to you a couple options of what it could look like on the interior in terms of finish colors and materials. And we're on track for our 50% submittal. Barring any major scope changes, we're good to go.
What on August 26th, submit LCRDA committee application.
I had a question too. Is that for the development review committee?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's our site plan review.
But I would say that date, we may want to, that date was an aspirational goal. Now that we're behind on the conceptual site plan, I'd like to get through that. Because that could come, they could come back and have some suggestions for some substantial, not substantial, but some kind of physical change on site that might change
The
geometry.
That's actually good for me because I have two empty seats on the development review committee I need to fill. So if any of you know an engineer that isn't involved in this project, you might want to sit on our development review committee.
Who is doing the civil stuff?
A pool engineer.
But, you know, we have an architect, Ken Schoenball, her from actually up to, our state seat is open. We had another architect on there who designed a while back. We haven't replaced. We really haven't had any need, but we also have the Danfoss submissions coming in anytime. So we get that filled, but so I've got to get the state to commit somebody again and then at TDP. And if you've got any ideas on an engineer
that we can serve. We can talk. I can think maybe suggest some people.
Okay, that'd be great.
Particular type of engineer or you don't?
No, I
don't site or ability the structure.
I mean the site stuff is probably more important, I think.
Yeah.
Quite simple.
But we need to fill the seat too.
Yeah, that's true. We had an architect before, so.
Yeah.
Is that committee established by you and your colleagues at the commission level, or is that?
That's a LCRDA. It's established by the covenants and restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that they oversee that as well as the PUD, and they also do it as part of the development agreement with the city.
And just to be clear, that position would be excluded from opportunities to work on the project.
Yes.
So we got to be real careful.
Yeah, that's been a problem in the past. But,
but there are a lot of firms, smaller firms that
wouldn't have.
Would, yeah.
Well, and the other thing is that part's already been awarded, right?
Oh, so there's of course. Right, there's no conflict at this point on this particular project. I mean, there's other projects out here, Danfoss, et cetera, but yeah.
That makes it more challenging.
Yeah, yeah. Always. But
yeah.
Which is why I probably haven't heard back from anyone whenever I've asked.
Right.
You gotta have somebody that's got enough time to really help too. I mean, that's a...
it's not a heavy lift.
It's not.
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
They're not standing meetings. They're as needed.
Well, we have a standing meeting, but it's usually canceled every
right.
month.
Okay.
But, just in case something comes up, it's on the schedule, but we haven't met for probably 18 months.
Okay, so names were on, if you got any, soon will be good.
What about the rest of the permitting? I think, you know, in terms of the timing and getting through that process.
Well, everything is site driven until we get to the building permit review. So the next step is to get the site plan and procedure review. And once we have that, it's allocated for 2 weeks. I don't know if it's really that quick. Went off information the pool engineer gave me. But we have enough time in the sequence to get through the process before December is the thought and the plan. We are meeting this afternoon with the city plan reviewers to follow up on our conversation we had with them probably in early July. And we've sent them the document, the narratives describing the labs and like the first 12 pages of the design development package so they can see the building code and life safety elements of the project. And so I'm anticipating that the meeting will go well. The city plan reviewers aren't versed in reviewing labs, so we're having to bring information to the table. Again, our lab planning consultant is giving us the background we need to have those conversations. So I can report back to Ron after today's meeting and let, you know, he can, if we have any challenges, we can convey that to you guys, but I anticipate it just to be another discussion.
So assuming everything flows according to the schedule, you think there's an adequate time for permitting in the schedule?
Yeah, I think the people, the building committee, the building code review and life safety are going to be the potential challenges at the end of the process. We can't get that started until we finish documents. Getting them on board now, having the conversations will make that process go smoother. So hopefully we're laying the groundwork for a smooth code review.
And city growth management in general, even there's, I mean, they know the time, they know this project, I mean, our time constraints, this project, I mean, you're conveying that to them?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I don't think that, you know, to the degree that would even matter to them, we can. I don't know how to push the city plan reviewers to work any faster than they already do. There is an expedited process. I can find out if that, I would think that would apply. It does have a $1,000 or $2,000 added cost to the fee, but it guarantees turnaround times on the building permit, which could be critical when we get down to that point. So it's probably something worth discussing. But in terms of site plan review, I haven't been in conversations with them. It's been pool engineering, so I can ask Cheryl about that.
My concern is not as much about the site plan as what you said, that this is a unique building type for our community. Mm-hmm. And we've been challenging city building, you know, city growth a number of times in recent years with new concepts. Mm-hmm. And they're stepping up, but it takes a little time. So I'm glad to hear you're in there early asking those questions. It just seems like letting them know how critical this early work is, the reason why you're doing it, is because we want as much of those questions answered before they get into site review,
right,
or into building review might.
I think that's a good point. And I'm talking with, you know, the head plan reviewer, the head fire marshal, or fire reviewer, but there are a number of other departments like electrical, plumbing, gas that review these plans. And oftentimes it gets held up in those microcosms. And so I'll talk to Bob about how we can possibly head that off early when we talk to him. Okay.
Tom, you're trying to
Should we, Ron, Kristen, meet with the city and explain what's happening with this? I mean, prior to these submissions, to talk about the importance, and I know John's on our board, but
we've discussed it, and up to this point, I think these preliminary meetings were the direction that we wanted to go. But if needed, I think we can see how today's meeting goes. But kind of elevating this, and I think the MEP, the mechanical, electrical, plumbing, making sure that those folks who know this type of project is coming as well,
right,
might be helpful. So I'll see how it goes today and then talk about that again.
I will have a specific conversation with Bob, even if it's not in the meeting today, about what, you know, how we can make sure it's smooth and explain to him the critical nature of our bid schedule and see if we can facilitate not a unique understanding, but just get him on board and have him help us help him.
Educate.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
the. Does IA's investment in this have any impact on any of the scheduling or, as you put, you know, elevating this to the level of importance? Understanding that they've got money riding on this project as well, and if we don't hit the schedule, then they've got money at risk.
I think this project is unique for two reasons, not just the type of project it is, but also the type of fund, well, the schedule, but the type of funding we've put together. Yes, it is public, and we have not done this type, I mean, meaning the public entities in this community, aside from the universities, not done this type of project where we are jeopardizing federal funding if we don't meet the deadline. So I do think in that sense, the leadership will understand that this is kind of an all-in, you know, city, county, blueprint, Innovation Park, universities, all in together. And it is a unique schedule, not just a unique project. And I think that needs to be conveyed because of the alignment with the planning department. I mean, there's been some work between blueprint and planning department, but this isn't planning department anymore. This is growth management. So I think it does the conversation, I mean, it could help. That's a short answer, that it has all that public engagement and it is a city county project, blueprint project as well. But I think those conversations need to be had.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll see what
comes
back and follow up.
I think it's a good start to have these conversations.
Absolutely.
I'm thrilled. Yeah, I think we're thrilled you're doing that. Just making sure. Yeah.
It was evident during the first conversation that it was a unique going type and that there was going to be a dialogue required to bring them up to speed with the unique aspects of this building type. And so we responded to the request with some documents after we completed the design development drawings, and we'll see, you know, where that puts us today.
So, Tom, we'll talk about that.
Any more questions about the schedule? And when would you, Cam, anticipate starting to work on the bid documents? Beyond, I mean, I understand we got to kind of wait until we get the 100% submittal, but then, you know, maybe the skeleton of what the bid documents look like, is it?
Probably we'd have that discussion early in November, October. I'm sorry, after 50% are submitted in October, then we would start having that conversation about lining up the exact document packet we want to have in terms of the bid form, the notice to bidders, getting any EDA specific or funding specific documents underneath. And I know there's going to be, I know there's an entire package that we have to put in. But
yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of conversations we have regarding that.
Okay. And you have folks who are going to help work on that, particularly with the EDA specific requirements.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of what you guys will do.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Anything else on the design development piece, or do you want me to go on and just pop up the project cost summary?
Just we're closing out the building documents. I mean, the construction documents. You said 2 weeks earlier in answer to Bill's question, so if there's anything else that jumps out at us, we can convey that back to you, Ron. I just want to close that piece out. Is that good, guys?
But otherwise, I think, you know, just a formal approval of the design development submission.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
part of what you're looking for, right? Yep. Just to continue to move forward.
Do you need you want a formal approval of that? Okay, so are we comfortable? I mean, we got that time to continue review, ask questions, but continual moving forward with this. Are we comfortable with that?
Yes.
Okay. So you got a motion?
Second.
I'll third it. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Huge amount of work.
Sure.
All right, we're going to the budget, Ron, is that correct?
Yes.
While he's moving in that direction, Candace, are we still seeing material shortages or delays in places? Like I heard the other day, steel is real hard to come by right now. Is that?
That's been the case for several months, yeah. As far as I know, I haven't heard anything different.
So it's not freeing up at all that you're hearing?
I think you're aware that lumber is prices have come down. So I think things are still just moving. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take for everything to settle out. Shipping containers or a shortage. I just don't know. It's just things are still in flux. I think it'd be nice if we could see that start to settle down. And it would help.
So this is where we're at right now. This is as of the most recent billing through the design development phase in terms of what the contract and budget are. What's the total that's been invoiced and what's the balance to be invoiced? So, and again, this includes the invoice I just received as of yesterday. So this is the total architect engineering budget. And this does not include any of the other cost increases that we're anticipating. Obviously, we're still on this contract piece, but that's the total amount invoiced. And that is the balance to be billed.
So are we on track?
Yes.
Okay.
On track, yeah. It's a fixed price contract for A&E, so you're going to...
Cam, are we on track?
Yeah. It's just a matter of how quick does he bill it and how quick do we pay it. So that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah.
And I have received $500,000 from Upshoot Research Foundation and $500,000 from OED so that we can stay on track and pay bills. And I don't have the forecast up here updated, but we'll have all that paid out by December if we stay on track with the schedule that he's got. I think most of that will be built and paid by December. So, but we've got all the processes set up to make it simpler to get funds out of both as we need them. So I don't anticipate that's going to be a problem. Cam, the check's in the mail.
Already?
Actually, it's in the electronic ACH process, but yeah, a couple of days. But.
Excellent.
Unless they want me to pull that back. Issues, but we did adjust the policy according to the board approval. So I submitted those to Kim and to Dave for their approval yesterday, and they've given the approval. But I wanted to wait and make sure y'all didn't have any problems before we approve that final plan. Okay. That's all I have.
That's all you have.
That's it.
Wow.
And we had coffee.
There's more, so you know, please help yourself. If you need a to-go cup, we have some cups.
Well, after our last meeting, we had a lot to dig into, so I guess it's kind of surprising that we're just under an hour, so very efficient gentlemen, that's good. Anything else for the last couple minutes? I mean, nobody has anything. Kevin?
Just need 6.2 million.
Oh, yeah, right. Other than that, Tom, Kevin, we're good.
Good.
Okay. All right. Stand adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.